our problem isn't so much in the source of contentment, but our relationship with the source of contentment, or perhaps our perspective and how we see the source of contentment. Because a lot of times we try to find contentment in the immediate. We try to find contentment in our comfort. And ultimately, our ultimate contentment and comfort even is found in Christ and our relationship with him. But the problem is we expect that delivered immediately. You know, I mean, look at today's culture and Amazon 2-day delivery or even 1-hour delivery in some places via drone.
Yes, the drone's coming to your backyard very soon.
Yes, exactly. And now Domino's has a automatic car that has a pizza heater in the back that's going to drive the pizza to your house without even a driver in it.
Oh my gosh.
So we want all of these things immediately and brought to us. But our relationship with Christ isn't going to give us everything we want it to. So it's difficult to find contentment in it. The ultimate, if you want to say, quote unquote, payoff of our relationship with Christ is in eternity and enjoying our glorified bodies in glory with him in the new heavens and the new earth. But if we don't understand that, if we don't understand, like you said before, that following Christ is not going to make life all hunky-dory and sunny and happy and flowers and roses, then we get discontented with Christ really fast because we're expecting Christ to provide something that he didn't necessarily promise us that he would give us. So our problem isn't – the problem isn't with Jesus, but what we expect Jesus to give us. I write, joy and peace are counted among the cornucopious fruit of contentment. When we find our contentment in Christ, our joy and peace are rooted in an untouchable source, one that is not stolen away by broken down cars or debilitating sickness. So that's so encouraging, but where we fall and where the problem is when we expect Christ to protect us from things that he never necessarily promised to protect us from. I think it's key to recognize that all of Scripture, from Genesis to Revelation, all of Scripture points to Christ and to God, and to tell us who God is and what he's done for us, the nature and character of God and the works of God and the ways in which he's saved us and loved us. And one of the things that is I'm just kind of, you know, this just kind of struck me, and so I'm going to share it. One of the things that's always so encouraging to me as I read through Scripture, and the things that I forget, I'm noticing this as I do my little read the Bible in a year plan right now, is God's patience with his people. You know, you see that in Christ's relationships with his disciples and his, you know, in teaching them and how they just don't get it a lot of times. But also just in the Old Testament and how patient God was with his people.